На хрена война? Пошла она! Лучше даже как здесь, но только без войны. Так рассуждали солдаты матрос, когда взорвался под ними мост. Они не дошли на той стороны, успели уйти навсегда с войны. Нахрена нам война, пошла она! Дома жена и бутылка вина. Об этом шептай, солдат и матрос, уйдя с войны, но не дойдя до дна. Об этом шептай, солдат и матрос, уйдя с войны, но не дойдя до дна.
Здравствуйте. Давненько не виделись. Пока можете мне сказать, все ли всем вещаете, так как я давно не вещал и уже разучился.
Ну-ка, сейчас узнаю, работает ли у меня YouTube. Следовало бы получше подготовиться, но... О, YouTube работает. А о чем так медленно работает? Ну что, я ведь тоже даун. Я хотя бы понимаю это про себя. У меня что-то ничего не играет через МПВ, ни ГГ, ни Твич. А у других?
Shine your fun, and even if you feel it kind of wonky on your legs. If you're wondering who woke up, you woke up. We just have not figured out which you yet.
Новый альбом, так, кстати, так себе, но у него охуенная обложка. Вы, возможно, видели ее на главном.
You ain't dreaming, that means what's not yet is beyond you. You'll see only what it represents.
Ну, он так себе, он не совсем так себе, но прошлое мне нравились больше.
And now you've gotta get up, 'cause time is nagging more than ever, like a dog humping your leg. So get up.
Get up, now. Get up, now. Get up.
So get dressed, get out. The worst is over now. You're picking on time to stop feeling strange.
Стуклавиш, тишина, хороший эфир. Да. Это живой диджей в эфире. Давно мы слушали живого диджея в эфире. А, ну Криш недавно.
You're like a snake with a toss up its head, messed up thinking, not dealing with this heat and stink. School bus, street bus, the crushed skulls of watermelons flowing down the drain of color Indian ink. There's myself snoozing after doing some boozing. Have one of them dreams where you're losing.
Так, нам прислали их ошибки. Чем я смогу помочь? Ну, 403 фабит он что-то хотел. А попробовали подменять user agent дауна, извините. И как даун сказать менее оскорбительно? Intellectual challenged? Ну, это, я не уверен, что можно, но попробуйте выяснить, можно ли передать, чтобы при... Так, ну это good game, окей, он несколько ошибок нам написал. Channel is currently not live. Он currently live, это почему? Почему так странно? А ты обновлять пробовал? Окей, насчет good game, попробуем сменить user agent. Хотя мы можем что-то... В моей инструкции даже написано, как открыть VLC, поменяв user agent. Чем тебе помочь? Может, ты в браузере все-таки откроешь, а? Анончик, может ты как все будешь, а? Может, ты как все?
Your teeth, he's sleeping in a drawer of what was tied, snoring with the sign, saying it's up to police. And the tramp on the floor, going ding-ding-dong.
Понимаешь, когда ты не можешь что-то открыть в МПВ, ты должен понять, что ты не особенный, ты не можешь разобраться с МПВ, значит, ты должен открыть в браузере. Понимаешь, что ты должен понимать, когда ты не можешь открыть в МПВ?
The driver staring through the windscreen in a trance. The hours are way too long, but then the pay is shit. I hit his...
Как вам такая простая истина?
Saving all his money for a hair transplant. The hours are long, but the hours are long, but the hours are long.
тебе не работает даже спадленный юзер-агент. Окей, окей. Тогда извините.
A horse is higher than the junkies, but like everybody else, she just buys everything on tick. And there's
Veronica
waiting on
the
bar. Here's the filing announce in the car. Man, Beauty got a raw deal there, and I ain't fair, and you can hear it in a lot. If John, she's so unhappy, you'll find him most mornings in the grocery on. He's making sure the only arrests around here are cardiac. He's got your back.
Это был тест, результат неутешительный. Ну да.
He'll ask you if you're Jason and send your money to some cameo up in Seminyak.
I remember a time when life was simple like a glass of water, simple like a glass of water. But now it's crystal clear as any bathroom mirror, crystal clear as any bathroom mirror.
And there's a snort who went all through the room laughing as he says he hasn't lost the patient yet. He smokes it up around the corner where you gave up trying to guess what goes on in other people's heads. It's hard to tell
how far you are from knowing your heart.
It's hard to tell
how far you are from knowing your heart.
It's hard to tell.
Обсуждать джаберы, телеграммы и прочую хуйню вы будете после эфира. Сколько у меня зрителей и сколько готовы к предстоящему очень тяжелому эфиру. Кстати, да, вы смотрели Барбис, так что отъебитесь от меня с этим говном. Ну как говном, вроде, это смотрибельно вроде, но это не то, что я хочу смотреть. Кстати. Да, ты нулевой. Нет, ты не нулевой, но ты можете рассчитываться. Я знаю, что ты тут. Ты была хотя бы половиночатый, но ты можешь не отзываться. Сейчас еще один или два видосика посмотрим. Блять, вы понимаете, что вы проебали на Новый год. Мы хотели провести эфир. Мегаслополиса. Но кто-то решил, что лучше еще немного помолчать в эфире подольше, а к утру уже никого не было, и я решил не проводить. Я одну сцену оттуда увидел, и это просто 10 из 10.
You wanna help me?
Yeah, and while I want to learn.
And you think 1 year of medical school entitles you to plow through the riches of my Emersonian mind?
Entitles me?
Yes.
Entitles me?
Yes.
Entitles me?
Yes.
You have no idea about me. You think I am nothing? Just a socialite?
No, not nothing, but I reserve my time for people who can think.
Literally me!
About science. And literature and architecture and art. You find me cruel, selfish, and unfeeling? I am. I work without caring what happens to either of us. So go back to the club, bear it all, and stalk the kind of people that you enjoy.
Fine. I will.
10 из 10. Бальцеклаб. Ладно, что еще посмотрим? У меня на заставке где-то... Не, это детская аппликация. Знаешь, вот когда вырезают всякое и клеят. Plow through the riches of my Emersonian mind. Ладно, давайте еще раз. Я думаю, меня это литерально не то что так обязательно. Это литерально. Ютуб работает, но открывается очень медленно.
You wanna help me?
Yeah. And while I want to learn.
And you think 1 year of medical school entitles you to plow through the riches of my Emersonian mind?
Plow through the riches of my Emersonian mind.
Entitles me?
Yes.
Entitles me?
Yes.
Entitles?
Yes.
Entitles me?
Yes.
You have no idea about me. You think I am nothing? Just a socialite?
No, not nothing, but I reserve my time for people who can think.
I reserve my time for people who can think.
About science.
About science!
And literature and architecture and art. You find me cruel, selfish, and unfeeling? I am. I work without caring what happens to either of us. So go back to the club, bear it all, and stalk the kind of people that you enjoy.
Fine. I will.
Ну, я думаю, все кино, в принципе, можно теперь не смотреть. Это самое смешное, что с тобой. Я сейчас не нужно мыться секунду. Go back to the club. Метрополис, а мегалополис, это что? People, я окружаю people who can listen, именно. Я сказал, что за фильм. Правда, не ладно, немножко коверкнул название.
А если я иронично пишу литерами? Ну и если я немножко некоторые... некоторые отрицательные стороны немножко демонстрирую, похоже, иногда. А я не пишу. Писать. Извиняюсь, я тоже не могу читать. Так. Никакого, в чем его тут никакого юмора без контекста. Ну, не знаю, как тебе объяснить, если. Ну, предположу, что ты просто не знаешь английского. Так. Ну все, мы начинаем. Да? Ну как же такая каток себе игра? А как он сказал, go back to the club? Так, сейчас я чатик на своей стороне включу. Ну если только иронично, а по тону моего голоса. Непонятно, что в моем литералими присутствует большая доля иронии. Кстати. Не, я не могу. Я тебе не объясню этот шуток. Ну, смешно, насколько прям с Эджи самомнением он отвечает тянке. Насколько просто до смешного. И насколько выебистно. И это сыграно на, как бы, на серьезном ебале. Блять. Ну вот что нам делать? У него ГГ через МПВ не пашет. А ты в браузере открыть не можешь, да? Что тебе не позволяет? Делай себя громче. Ну вообще-то и так на максимуме. Сделай у себя громче. Можешь сделать? А кик через МПВ никогда не работал, да? А H, погоди-ка. Окей. А эти на H-чане. Ну, манифест началось потока. Копируешь, блять, манифест началось потока. Окей, сейчас я сам проверю. Кноп open файл. Почему? Вон у Vita работает через Streamlink. О! Смотри, как все просто. Сейчас увидишь. Ты меня слышишь? Ты меня видишь? Копируешь, блядь. Ты меня видишь? Копи.
Да ты забей на меня, спроси, посчитали, сколько у тебя зрителей? На одного не хватает. Так, чатик открыт. Зрителей, ну, ясно будет через час, сколько у меня зрителей. Ну что, поехали? Щупнуть, что ли? Вдруг зайдет. Ну, этот аутист, наверное, осваивает Хеликс сейчас. У него не тот сорт аутизма угодный.
We are living through strange days. Across Britain, Europe and America, societies have become split and polarized, not just in politics, but across the whole culture. There is anger at the inequality and the ever-growing corruption. And a wise...
блядь, я тут плейлистик тогда на главное отпустил, да? Пораньше-то не мог, да?
Spread distrust of the elites. Yet at the same time, there is a paralysis, a sense that no one knows how to escape from this. Even in America, where there is now hope with the new president, there are also fears that despite the growing crisis, the system will just return to normal. This paralysis is also fueled by a technology driven by the aim of giving you today another version of what you had yesterday. And never a different tomorrow. These films are a history of how we got to this place. And why both those in power and we find it so difficult to move on. They will trace different forces.
Ну ты, давай ты уже попозже, я это начал, да? Через 20 минут обещаю всем пересекаться.
It's across the world that have led to now. Not just in the West, but in China and Russia as well. And they are told in a different way. They are an emotional history of what went on inside the heads of all kinds of people. Because in the age of the individual, what you felt...
Ну вот мы узнаем, насколько эти фильмы хорошо состарились. Я решил так, даже если, типа, мне не понравится то, к чему ведет автор, все равно тут много интересных исторических историй. И все равно интересно про что он рассказывает.
And what you wanted, and what you dreamed of, were going to become the driving force across the world. And to understand the present, you have to go back and see what happened when those hopes and dreams and uncertainties inside people's minds met the much older forces of power. Often power that was decaying and desperate to keep its ascendancy. These strange days did not just happen. We, and those in power, created them together.
Сабах были песни переведены, мне это очень не понравилось, я вручную потёр, но где-то что-то могло остаться. Есть немного. Тут нам сказали, что один готов прослушивание к просмотру. Ну, в принципе, это можно просто слушать. Что-то от этого получишь, но потеряешь, что охуенно тут, как он использует архивные футажи. Итак, вы можете идти наводить кофе. Перерыв 5. Так, сильно извиняюсь за этот перерыв. Я пытался решить эту проблему до эфира, но мне не ответили. Я вообще аутизмом страдаю полно второй уже в сутки. Ковыряю гаджим. Ага. Еще у меня нет. Фью ты или не ты? Я тоже как-то ковырял гаджим, сука. А, вон Вита знает. Он у меня почему-то не работал. Такой себе эксперимент. Кстати, до сих пор не вышла под винду их новая версия мажорная, уже где-то 3 месяца. Итак, вы налили себе кофе? Ну, теперь мы утеряем часть контекста, которую хотел передать автор. Смотри, если я переключу на версию с переведенными песнями, ты меня больше будешь любить? Вышло 2... А, по-моему, 3-0, нет? Не вышло. Сейчас, гаджим. Ну, он не сказал, что будет больше меня любить, так что нет. Не знаю, я не люблю, когда песни переводят. А, окей, вышло и правда. Как вовремя. Oh, А, вот, скажи мне, выходит. Вот только что вышел. Так, сделай кино потише, хорошо. И просто я себя уже надел на максимум выкручен. Так, ты не слышал? Я спросил, я могу включить версию с переведенными песнями? Ты меня больше любить будешь? Вот ты меня должен начать любить, понимаешь, за это. Потому что нет, придется страдать ради тебя. Меня немного корежит, когда я вижу, как переводят песни. Ну корежит меня. Ну вот ты. Ну, 5 минут прошло, да? Нет, ты не сказал, так и не сказал, будешь ты меня любить. Смотрите, репутацию, а вот одна ошибка заруинит, а вот с одной услуги он оказывается меня начать любить. Смотрите-ка. Все архивы вещей доступны публике. Там столько интересного, наверное, можно накопать.
In the late 1950s, as the British Empire was falling apart, there was a growing sense that something was badly wrong under the surface. There was a feeling of unease that despite all the reforms after the Second World War and the welfare state, the old forms of power had not gone away. But neither had the violence and the corruption that had always been a part of that power.
The court opens with the traditional reading of names, and the wide experience available to the bank is apparent.
Mr. Cobbold, Mr. Miners, Sir Charles Hambrough.
Senior Director, Merchant.
The bankers in the City of London had been at the very heart of the empire. In 1958, two of the most powerful of them, Lord Kindersley and William.
Кстати, насчет памяти. Кто смотрел со мной? Этот, его второе, что мы смотрели, не прорашку, а это... как она называлась? All Watched Over by Machines of Lion Grace. Я до сих пор помню имя этого Алана Гринспана. Интересно, память работает. Мы тогда обратили внимание, типа, запомни, как зеленый промежуток. Я запомнил, блядь.
Because it... in 1958.
Всех остальных имя там интерес, много интересных людей рассказывал. Я не запомнил. А вот имя Алана Гринспана запомнил. Чтобы вспомнить, кто он был. Ну, он какой-то там казначей США в какие-то годы, который любил Айн Рэнд. Ну, в смысле, платонически.
Two of the most powerful of them, Lord Kindersley and William Keswick, were accused of using insider information to make millions for themselves.
Lord Kindersley,
chairman of Rolls-Royce, merchant banker.
Mr. Keswick,
Hudson's Bay Company, Far Eastern merchant.
The evidence against them was very strong. But when Keswick was shown the evidence, he dismissed it with a phrase that became notorious. It is difficult, he said, to remember conversations one has while shooting on a grouse moor.
Хорошо состарилась. Теперь трудно помнить все, что ты писал в Твиттере. Наверное, будет отвечать известный оранжевый человек.
Government inquiry.
Вот, кстати, теперь я не помню, он Гринспан или Гринспун.
The two men were obviously innocent. At the same time, reports had started to come back from one of the last parts of the empire, Kenya, that seemed to show that those in charge had gone out of control. They had been fighting a liberation movement called the Mau Mau. The reports said that hundreds of thousands of Kenyans had been put into special camps where they were going to be psychologically adjusted. The British were trying to manipulate what their chief psychologist called the African mind. But what then happened in the camps turned into a frenzied madness. The British used mass torture and killing as they desperately tried to hold on to power. The government in London denied all the accusations, but the rumors of violence and horror continued.
Какое привидение сидит?
And what had also not gone away was the fear and hatred inside the minds of many of the British, of the others, the people the British had ruled over, who were now coming to what they had been told was the homeland.
Now listen carefully to this Indian's conversation with a white barber when he entered a saloon with a BBC radio microphone in his pocket.
No.
That's right.
No.
И если что, далеко не все в этой документалке будет вот про это. Про это, эта тема, я знаю, все уже давно устали.
Anything
wrong? Yes. Boss, what is it?
I said no.
Put
Стена, хуй, чурка. What is the matter? Well, it's another half an hour yet.
Wrong code, man.
So you're going to put the clothes on outside and the window, did you?
Ну, конечно, я осуждаю этого парикмахера. У колониализма есть хорошие идеи по отношению к захватываемым народам.
Those who came from the empire to Britain were shocked by the strange country they found. Michael de Freitas had come from Trinidad. He had grown up with a picture of a strong and confident homeland at the center of the empire. Instead, what he found was what seemed to him a sad and frightened country.
You must remember that when we came to this country, we were not traveling to a foreign country. I was taught when I was a young man, that my country, Trinidad, was an extension of this one. We were weaned on the concept of the empire. When I was a young boy, I stood in 90 degrees of sun, day after day, and sang all kind of silly things like God Save the Queen, Land of Hope and Glory, Britannia Rule the Waves, with the greatest of fervor, and believed every word of it. To come here and discover that...
Ну, блядь, тут под колониализм, конечно, подразумевается не заселенная территория, ты чё?
Not only...
По крайней мере, должно было очевидно, что я подозревал не населенную территорию.
Wasn't I not traveling to the capital of the whole thing, which we were led to believe was so, but in actual fact we weren't wanted, has been a very shattering blow. Many people in this country who think that we are very hateful are so wrong.
You see, this is the great mystery. When you came here, you say you found you weren't wanted. Why then did you stay? Why did you choose to stay here?
This was the heartland of the whole thing, and one hoped, against hope, that what one saw was not right.
Mao Zedong's wife was going mad. She was called Zhang Xing. She lived alone, surrounded by pet monkeys and nurses who she was convinced were conspiring against her. Those in charge of the revolution in China had completely marginalized her. She was too dangerous, they thought, to be allowed anywhere near her husband or power. They had even sent her to Moscow to be locked in a sanatorium with real and imagined illnesses. But now, Zhang Xing's husband was facing disaster. The revolution had led to horror. 30 million people had died from starvation in the past 3 years. The other leaders wanted to get rid of him. And suddenly, he called for her. Zhang Xing was an extraordinary person. She believed in nothing except the power of her will to shape reality. She had begun as an actor in films in Shanghai in the 1930s. The other actors looked down at her for her driving ambition.
She liked to be on the top, you see, always. She's a very ambitious woman, and she liked to be a top, and she plays with, you know, with all the directors, cameramen, make them pay attention, you see, and interest in her, so she can have better part of the film. She married a quite famous writer called Tang Na, and after married, she doesn't feel very satisfied about her husband, because her husband is not the very, very strong man. And she left him, and he jumped to the river. And then the water was very cold, so he jumped up again, you see. So
you mean he tried to commit suicide?
Yes, he's trying to commit suicide.
After the suicide attempt, Jiang Qing wrote a long letter to her husband. It said she was leaving him, and also explained why with an extraordinary openness. There were powerful forces inside her, she said, that kept driving her towards fame and power. And it was only those forces that held her together psychologically. Nothing must hold them back. It ended, "What matters is that you remember me as a woman who never caves in before anyone, and who will never bear to be treated as inferior to men." But Jiang Qing failed to become a star. The men who ran the studios scorned her ambition. Her most famous part was as a supporting actor in a film called Bloodshed on Wolf Mountain. The star of the film was called Li Lili. Jiang Qing was convinced that Li was trying to upstage her all the time. And she became the focus of all Jiang Qing's anger over her treatment by the Shanghai establishment. Bitter and disillusioned, Jiang Qing left Shanghai and travelled to join the communist resistance on a remote mountain in Yunnan. The camp was an intense, exciting place, and many of the young revolutionaries had affairs. Sex was called undisciplined guerrilla warfare. But when Jiang Qing started an affair with the leader, Mao Zedong, that was different. She was scorned by the other revolutionaries as a social climbing upstart. Then it got worse. Mao announced that he was going to divorce his wife and marry Jiang Qing. The other communist leaders were horrified. They saw Jiang Qing as a dangerous, destructive force, because she was driven by a fierce, radical individualism that threatened their collective dream. In the communist structure, everyone was part of a unit. She insisted, "I am a unit of one." No one could work out what to do. They even went and asked Stalin in Moscow for his advice. He said, "Let them marry. But Jiang Qing must sign a document promising to refrain from political activity for 30 years. She signed, but she was furious with the men who now controlled her. They even tracked down and destroyed prints of her old films, because they didn't fit with the image of Mao's wife. Her fury grew. Jiang Qing wanted power on her own behalf, as an individual. And she wanted revenge. Now, 20 years later, in 1959, Mao was facing disaster, and he was calling for her.
Просто нужно было подождать 30 лет.
In America, the idea of individualism had become central to the politics of the Cold War.
What are you, bulletproof? Get out from behind that tree.
Because it was what defined the United States against the collective ideology of Russia. At the heart of it was the picture of a strong, confident individual living an independent life in new giant suburbs outside the old cities.
My gun won't shoot that far.
But there was a weakness, because the people in the suburbs were alone. And in their isolation, away from the old communities, they started to become fearful and lost. Out of these fears came a paranoia that was fueled by groups on the extreme right, like the John Birch Society.
To the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
They said that the American government had been taken over by hidden groups, controlled by the communists. And at the end of the 1950s, a theory spread like wildfire through the suburbs that President Eisenhower himself had really been put into power by the communists. He is a dedicated, conscious agent of the Russians, the head of the John Birch Society said. That conclusion is based on detailed evidence so extensive that it is beyond any reasonable doubt. But this paranoia was not a new thing. An influential political scientist called Richard Hofstadter published an article that caused a sensation. He said that there had always been a dark paranoia built into America from the very start. The first settlers had come from Europe to America to flee from the corruption of power in the Old World. But although they had got away from the old power, they hadn't got away from their suspicious minds. And alone, out in the vast wilderness of the new America, that led them to imagining dark, hidden conspiracies in their own government, far away in Washington. One of the first of these, in the early 19th century, said that a secret group from Europe, called the Bavarian Illuminati, were running a giant conspiracy in America to destroy the new democracy. In reality, the Illuminati had been a utopian movement who wanted to replace religion with reason. But instead, they now became the first of a series of frightening suspicions that fed off the isolation of the settlers in the New World.
Алса, прошло 20 минут, и видно, сколько у меня зрителей.
The paranoia in the suburbs, Hofstadter said, is just part of a much larger darkness built into the very structure of America itself that was feeding, yet again, on people's separateness and isolation. But in the same suburbs, there was a new movement rising up that was going to confront and challenge these fears. It was driven by a radical individualism that said that you as an individual can shape the world the way you want it to be, not accept what the dark fears.
Что за дом часов? Те же разрабы? Я помню, что они что еще разрабатывали. Блять, я кусикульта симулятор-то не осилил. А чем отличаются масоны от иллюминатов?
It would be one of the main foundations of the counterculture movement that was going to spread throughout the West. But now, it was just beginning, born out of odd moments across the suburbs of California. One night, Terry Thornley went with his friend Greg Hill to a bowling alley. They started to discuss reality. Thornley insisted that there was a fixed order to the universe. But Greg said that the universe was chaos, and it was human thought that projected an order onto the chaos.
Sitting around in a bowling alley in 1958, to be exact, somewhere in the vicinity of Whittier, California, and we were discussing philosophy, and we were talking about order and chaos. Greg's theory was that order was projected on the universe, that it didn't exist at all, that it was a creation of the human mind. That order was entirely in perception and had nothing to do with what was going on out there in a completely chaotic universe.
Thornley was inspired by this. And together, he and Greg Hill decided to set up a movement dedicated to the idea of chaos. They called it Discordianism. Underlying was the belief that individuals had the power inside themselves to bring order and meaning to the chaos. Not the old systems of power that created the fear and suspicion. But then, an extraordinary coincidence happened.